Hi there. Welcome to the Flight Risk Studios podcast show. I'm your host, Robert Bruton, and we welcome you. It is April 4th, 2024, and I'm really excited about this particular episode and a couple more that I'm planning on doing. You know, yesterday, the episode I wrote, the episode that we did was about how to write a book and, you know, what resources were out there for to get it published. And, you know, we talked about self-publishing and just the book business. And it dawned on me that, you know, I don't have a formal degree from some university. I don't have a business degree. I don't have any of those things. I don't have a English degree or any of those things, and basically have taught myself how to do all the things that I do. And so I really wanted to expand on that because I get so sick and tired of watching shit on the social medias where everybody's saying they're oppressed, they can't do this, they can't do that, they don't have access to good education. And in this day and age, when you look at the state of what colleges are into, you really want to get an education from there? Jesus, Mary and Joseph, it's crazy. So what I'm going to suggest to you is that you learn how to educate yourself. And really life, when you're thinking about it, you know, most like, especially billionaires, all are pretty much fairly voracious readers. They read pretty often, you know, and reading is, you may hate it, and there's some alternatives to that, but, you know, most people read, and you know, you get, look at Elon Musk, he reads books all the time, and recommends some as well. So, and I've read some of his book recommendations, and they've all been amazing, and I've learned something from them. And so it pisses me off because I'm sitting there thinking, why would you keep telling people that they don't have a chance? And why would you get up and spout, we as a people don't have a chance? You know, I can line up and a bunch of people who are success, something that pissed me the hell off yesterday, you know, was, they're now saying that math is racist. And I was like, how in the hell is math racist? Math is hard for anybody, okay? Math's not easy to me. I don't just come out and do some algebra problem. If you put an algebra problem in front of me today, I probably couldn't solve it. Now, if I educated myself to solve it, I feel very confident that I could. So I'm going to put this up as a thing, and then I'll rest my case on this racism is black. Go look at a woman named Katherine Johnson. This amazing mathematician, this amazing, wonderful woman, this amazing, wonderful African-American woman in the 60s. Put men on the moon. Yes, she was at NASA, and it was her science that got rockets into space. It also, her science got, and her math got the astronauts back on the ground safely. She could hit where the lunar module was going to hit into the ocean. She could hit that within a fairly reasonable distance. I think it was like a 10 square mile radius or something, which when you think of the size of the ocean or the size of the earth, and this woman hit it by 10 square miles, I'm gonna say that's a bullseye. And she was all the while couldn't use the same restroom as the men that she worked with. And yes, it was all men that she worked with. And she couldn't even drink from the same coffee pot or use the same coffee cups that these people did. That is an absolute abominable disgrace. I agree. But I'm not celebrating or focusing on that. I'm celebrating the woman who overcame that, and her colleagues went and tore the thing that said whites only bathroom, that, you know, her boss went and ripped that sign down and told her she could, by God, go to the restroom in their building. And here's the thing with the astronauts that she was that whose lives were in her hands, trusted her math over anybody else. They said, because they would ask, well, what does Catherine think? You know, and they would determine if the launch was a go or not based on her math. And why are we not celebrating that? What an achievement. What an absolute, oh my God. She was a cool woman. And there are other African-American mathematicians of note. Math's just hard, man. It's hard for anybody. I don't give a shit what your ethnicity is. If you're a man, you're a woman. I could never do the same level of math today that Katherine Johnson does or did. That's something that I you know, my white privilege is not going to allow me to do better math than Miss Katherine Johnson. And I it just, you know, that all of this keep you down shit, that's not what I'm going to hopefully be able to share with you things that uplift. Things that you, no matter where you are from, who you are, no matter what your background, no matter what you believe, you have access to this very same information, the very same stuff that I do, and vice versa. So I want to change, you know, all my books, everything's about changing to become the best you that you can. Changing to overcome depression, changing to overcome loss, changing to overcome limiting beliefs. We all have them. That doesn't stop at the you know, at the gate. Everybody's got that. Everybody. You know? You know, look at, sadly, it may he rest in peace, Robin Williams took his own life. You know, depression and hurt knows no bounds. Okay? And so that's why the things that I write are things that I've overcome or that I continue to overcome or that I continue to work on. And this is one of them. You know, I want to do in my life what I want to do, not what I have to do. And there is a huge difference. Think about that statement for a minute. Are you doing what you want to do, or are you doing what you have to do? So therefore, you're probably, if you're doing what you have to do, is you just don't, one, you don't believe that you can do anything other than the job that you currently do, or you are tethered to debt, family, children, which is fine. Okay, but you're tethered to that. So you have to take care of your family. You have to take care of your needs, okay? And that's your basic needs, and that's fine. But is your job doing something that you love? You know, do you really enjoy what you do? Do you get up and just smile and say, I love what I do, man. This is so much fun. You know, and success doesn't have to be about driving a Rolls Royce Ghost. It doesn't have to be about having a Ferrari, a Lambo. None of that shit makes any difference really to anybody. You know, if you can afford to own it, God bless. If that's what you're aspiring to be, I'm going to say you're going to be very disappointed when you get there. Because a car doesn't make you feel better. You know, a Mercedes doesn't make you driving a Mercedes down the road that you can barely afford to put the gas in. You're having to miss regular maintenance that's very expensive to do, and you can barely afford the insurance on it. Really, was it worth it? Ooh, I got a Benz. Yeah, no, pass. So, success is going to have to be something that you define. Okay? Success for me is peace of mind. You know, if I can do what I do, take care of the needs that I have, but I can have longer bouts or longer moments of peace of mind, that to me, you know, when I'm out in the wilderness and if I'm shooting photos or whatever, that to me is peace of mind, and that to me is true success. You know, being able to, and I wasn't able to spend time with my kids growing up because you know what I was doing? I was working. I had bills to pay. I had mouths to feed. I was so busy making a life that I forgot to have a life. And that includes having a life with my kids. I was a part-time dad at best, working 6, 7 days a week, 12, 14 hours a day. Yeah. Time I got home, I was so exhausted. All I wanted to do was just either numb myself out in front of the TV or just go to bed, wake up, and go do it again tomorrow. That's no life, not even close. So before you spend as many decades as I have doing that, let me suggest to you that today you start taking a look at what you think you can do or would like to do, and start believing that it's possible. And we're going to go over this very thoroughly. All right. So the first thing that you have to do, in my opinion, is you have to identify what you want to do. So here's the best way to do that. Okay. And where you can do, you know, and you have to be somewhat reasonable. You know, if you're 45 and you say, man, I'd love, you know, to play in the NBA. Okay. Maybe that's a little lofty, but what could you contribute to the NBA where you could be around those folks, you know? And you may not be at a level where you can do exactly what you want. You know, I'd like to be an Olympic downhill skier, you know? But that's not, at my age, something that's in the cards. You know, I just don't have the reflexes and I can have all the skill and talent in the world, but if I don't have the reflexes and the things that are necessary to, you know, run down the hill and win, then it, you know, but is there something that I could bring to that, that does have an impact, you know, that there's, what other ways can I be involved so that I have a hand in? So sit down with yourself and say, okay, here's the skinny. Money's not a problem, time's not a problem, knowledge is not a problem. The only thing that is limiting is your belief. So if you could do anything, don't worry about, say, well, you know, I'd love to bake cookies. Don't worry about, but how the hell am I going to pay all my bills paying cookies? Well, don't take that out of the equation. Okay? And I'll give you some examples of why. So write down in some detail what it is that you would really truly would give you meaning and value in your life. All of these things I want you to do, I want you to do them by yourself. Don't share this with anybody, not yet. And there's a reason why. We'll get to it. So get this down, okay? And then, you know, here's how we start to begin to overcome obstacles to get to where you want to be. Let's say you don't have the knowledge, okay? Well, there's about 1,000 places that you can go get knowledge that, and I'm going to give you 2 or 3 really big ones that are absolutely 110% free, okay? First off and foremost, and this is the best place, I use it all the time, and it works, is your local public library. It is full of books. And I heard a smart-ass thing in a movie once, and I Oliver Platt said it, and it was hysterical. And this sheriff is asking his character, he's, how do you know all this stuff? And he goes, come here. It's in books. It's hidden in the library. Get in the fight. But it's in books hidden in the library. You know, everything that you could imagine that you ever wanted to learn, I promise, has been written about in some shape, form, or fashion. There are textbooks. There are papers that, you know, PhD doctors have written, that Nobel Peace Prize winners have written, you know, Pulitzer Prize winning authors, newspapermen, anything. I mean, there's a huge thing of, there's a huge amount of knowledge and wealth there. And when you, and so when you think about it, when you go to school, you know, there is some talking and some explanation in the class by the teacher. So, but if you look hard enough in the books, there's usually, and if you read the chapter from beginning to end, there's normally, and I've rarely yet to find, have not find this, is what they're talking about in theory, how to apply it, what, you know, how to understand it. And then there's questions towards the end, and there's, you know, there's some practice stuff you can do, and you keep going. Knowledge is power. Knowledge will overcome everything in your life, and you're going to hear me say that a bajillion times, no matter what episode of this podcast that you listen to, no matter what book of mine you read, there is something in there about knowledge is power. Knowledge overcomes fear. Knowledge overcomes your hesitation to do something. And knowledge puts you ahead of everybody else. Because most people aren't willing to do this. And you have to be willing to do this. You know, you can't just go to a job, get some cush job because you went to... I wouldn't put some... young kid comes out of college with all the credentials in the world, you know, never had a day's experience in my business, and make them some sort of leader. So if you're not willing to learn the business, if you're not willing to learn the trade craft, if you're not willing to do the work, then, you know, I've seen, I can't tell you how many idiot sons of multimillionaire bosses that I've had that bring in their kids, give them some big cush, high paying, high powered job that fail miserably, miserably. Everybody in the company hates them. It's a disservice to the kid because they don't know what the fuck they're doing. They were just thrown in it. You gotta know what you know. You got to know the business. So that's why I'm saying knowledge is power. Okay? And you don't have to go to some college to get it. You know, you need basics. You need to learn your basics. But if you really want to learn something and how to do something effectively, I would specialize down to, you know, where you're not learning underwater basket weaving, but you're learning, you know, if you want to learn the math that it takes to build a rocket, then I would get books that of guys who have actually built rockets. Elon Musk has said it many, many times, he takes brain power over anything. if you can come in and you can state your case, or in a way that let's say you don't have a background. You don't have any sort of formal education. But you went in and you solved a problem that you knew that they had. You don't think he's going to hire you? Shit, he's going to jump all over you. Who wouldn't? So you don't need some big fancy, if you want some cubicle job, then yeah, you're probably going to have a bachelor's degree or associate's degree or some shit like that. That doesn't amount to shit. Because you, I'm assuming, because you're listening to this, want more out of your life. So, if you want to do something that has meaning and that has purpose, then you're going to have to teach yourself how to do it. There's a lot you can do, but you're going to have to teach yourself how to do it. And it's going to take what is called sweat equity. You're going to, if you want some, you want some skin in the game, some equity, you're going to have to sweat it out. And it's not hard to do. You're just going to have to do the work. You're going to have to, and here's the thing. I would, if you came to me and said, and I asked you, well, how did you do all this work? I researched it myself. I did it myself. I went to, these were my sources. I went to YouTube. I went to Wikipedia. I went to the library. And I researched it. I did it myself. How much value do you bring to an organization if that's what you want to do, that you can go out and you all by yourself and do all this work? Stand by, I'm going to take a little short break here. I need to get some water. Hold on just a second. See, that was quick. So, if you can do that unsupervised, man, that's a talent. That is a true gift. Because you now understand the difference between activity and productivity. Activity is just playing on your phone, texting friends, farting around on Facebook, or scrolling through TikToks. There's a giant waste of your damn time and talent. There is a time and a place for all of that. I have all those things. We're on social media. It's not that we're not, but I use it at an appropriate time and place when I'm working. Because some of my social media does have direct impact on my job. So, but learning the difference between activity and productivity is life-changing. Okay? So, you don't have to have, like I said, you don't have to have any sort of formal shit to be an absolute genius. In fact, you're probably going to be way smarter and way better at what you do if you're not. Because most things that you're learning in colleges today are things that divide people. And I'm saying, why are we arguing over shit? Why are we dividing each other and saying, this or that about, a group of people, or the way that most times when you're asking young people, they get asked a question, well, what do you, they can't articulate why they're protesting something that, other than, fuck you, you're a fascist. Well, that's not really an argument, is it? That's an insult. So, I don't know that I want to be on a college campus. I don't want my granddaughter going to a college. I would rather that she be have street smarts and smart smarts, and that will make the difference in her life and your life and my life. Is I would rather understand how shit works than to have some, division driven in between us that we, you know, that we can't be friends, or that your ideology is different than mine and we should absolutely hate each other. That is so beyond stupid. Okay, we don't have to agree on things, and we can actually come together and say, you know, hey, tell me your position on this. I know we're not going to agree, but how can we incorporate each other's ideas into whatever? Okay, and that doesn't occur at all. That I can see anyway. I may be wrong, but I you know, all I see is we go into this division. And I'm telling you, stop listening to people who are trying to drag you down. Don't care what side of the fence you're on, but stop listening to, you know, you're oppressed or you're this or you're that. You're only that if you believe it. Think about that for a minute. You're only that if you believe it. Because you can put out there a whole host of people who have successful careers, successful businesses from all walks of life. Gay, straight, black, Asian, Latin, Mexican. Doesn't matter. There's a lot of people out there that are very, very successful, because you know why? They don't listen to that they're, you know, being oppressed. You know, they listen to their heart. They follow what they know they can do. So I wanted to give you some resources and some things that if you're a young person, or if you're an older person, and you just don't think you can do something, oh, I'm too old, I'm too young, I'm too poor, I could never write a book. You know, 20 years ago, I never thought of that. Then all of a sudden I find out that it's something that I truly, truly enjoy. And there's technologies out there that help, that it's amazing. You know, it's amazing what you can do in today's world. So the public library is your best friend. If you don't have a computer, guess what the public library has? A computer. And you can, it may be more difficult in some sense of the word, but it's the same shit as if you went to a university. The only thing lacking is some teacher that's, you know, you're in a math class, and but you're learning gender studies, you know, instead of real math. That's going to make you a real engineer, or going to make you a rocket scientist, or is going to help you invent a cure for something, invent a new computer, invent something that's science related that requires math. You know, so think about these things for a minute, and what you want to do with your life. So YouTube is full of all kinds of how-tos. There are even YouTube, MIT has a thing that they publish some of their courses and some of their classes on extreme math that you can go and watch. And if you're someone who understands it or gets that, it's free. Otherwise, what would it cost you to go to school at MIT? And could you even get in? Well, if you can't, and there's resources for that, I can tell you this. Harvard Law School has there's a thing in most law schools around the country where, you know, different professors have written different papers, different white papers on different things. There's the, I'll think of it in a minute, but the Harvard Business Review has, you know, there's all kinds of, what I'm getting at is there's all kinds of free publications that can give you some base knowledge into certain things. you know? And a lot of it is free. The SBA offers in just about probably every community college in the country, if you have access to a community college, free courses about different business things, you know? And I would highly recommend, even no matter what, is if you go to these things, again, there is nothing wrong with filling your head with knowledge. Well, when am I ever going to use this? Well, you know, when you were in algebra class in high school and you're going, I ain't never going to use this. I ain't never going to do nothing like that. When I worked in finance, yeah, I kind of did, you know. So, you know, there are times that that algebra makes a difference. You know, especially if you're trying to do something in your business that requires you to fill a space with, you know, if the boxes are this big, how many boxes can I get in this room? You know, and it's going to be damned important, because when you're making a decision about whether I'm renting this place or I need a bigger place, or hell, I don't need something this big, let's go back down here and save ourselves some money. If you don't know how to figure all that kind of shit out, hello. So, knowledge is power. Knowledge is power. So, educating yourself requires a level of commitment that's hard to do when you haven't done it before. And here's the thing about your head, and here's why most will walk away from it. Okay? And I'll make a couple of analogies here. Your mind and your subconscious mind, you start loading it up with a lot of stuff, then all of a sudden it's going to go in fight or flight mode. It's going to, whoa, wait a minute. No, shit, no, we're not doing that. That's painful, you know, because your level of frustration is going up because you're having a hard time understanding it. And it's going to say, oh, no, we're totally comfortable not knowing this shit. And you begin to talk yourself into, you know, this is just too hard. I'm never going to do it. Well, here's where knowledge comes in. If you went out and you researched for a minute something called the wall that marathon runners hit when they're running. And marathon runners hit what's called the wall. I think it's between 16 and 18, 19 miles into the race, where their body starts telling them that everything, they're damaging their legs, they're shutting down, they can't do it, stop, you're gonna, you know, you're killing yourself, you know, it gets that dramatic. When there are a bajillion studies that it's just your mind in fight or flight, basically, is the easiest way to describe it. It's saying, oh, no, we've never done that before. There's no way we can, no, stop, you know? And so many would stop. And in the medical studies show that there was nothing wrong with your body, nothing wrong with your legs, nothing wrong with your heart. You know, it was your mind playing tricks on you, saying it was comfortable not being in pain. It just hasn't learned how to accept that level of challenge yet. So therefore, you learn to run through it. You know in your heart you have to overcome it, and it takes a minute, but you overcome it and you run through it. You run through that wall. You don't let it beat you, because it's not hurting you. You just got to retrain yourself to be able to run through it. So you're going to have walls, a lot of them, and you're going to have to run and train through it. It's not that you can't do it. You can. You just need more time to learn it, and you need more time for your mind to get its little mind around the fact that, hey, this is knowledge that we're putting in, like it, enjoy it, and shut up, okay? So, you know, you are going to run into these things, and it is going to be difficult, and it's going to take some real self-discipline to get through it, and you can do it. I'm telling you now, There is nothing. Don't care where you come from, who you are, what you like, don't like. You can learn something new. No doubt. Okay? So don't give up on yourself. Don't kick your own ass. Okay? And I've written so much about all this stuff that I'm pulling stuff from books that I've written. I've written 20. And I'm telling you now, you know, don't kick your own ass. You know, stop it. Be your best friend. And that takes some work. Again, all of these things are not just going to be handed to you on a silver platter. It doesn't work that way. You're going to have to work for it. But when you begin to see a result of what you're doing, the sacrifice that you're making, the way that you're pushing through, you can be angry. Be angry, but let it go. You know, become a voracious reader. Become someone who sits down and reads. And here's one of the things that I'm going to say that is a life-changing tool that it's, if you're a regular listener, this is nothing new, so hang on. Because I think that once you hear it 1,000 times in your head, then you know, if you haven't done it, you'll start doing it. And that's meditation. Meditation allows you to learn how to quiet your mind. So when you do sit down to read a book, okay, you can sit there and you can do some things in the chair before you begin. So the things that I would suggest that you do when you start feeling stressful, breathe. You know, here's a way that you know what special force guys are taught in when they get in high stress situations. They're taught a technique. Some people call it tactical breathing, but it really all it is box breathing. And they breathe. Box breathing is just in four count, out four count. In four count, out four count. And basically you're developing a box. You do four times. And just breathing through your nose and out through your mouth, taking cleansing breaths. Why do you think if you have a smartwatch that I don't know, I just switched to Samsung. That's not a plug, but on my old Apple Watch, it had a thing that will tell me, ask me if I want to take a break and breathe. I'm still learning my new stuff, so I don't know if my watch does it. I'm assuming that it probably does because, you know, that's just technology that's pretty cool. But, you know, set a reminder or for yourself to breathe in different times of the day. But when you sit down to begin studying and when you sit down to begin reading, if you've got a whole bunch of shit going on in your head, okay, then learn to breathe. Take a minute to meditate. You can sit in a chair at the library and just put your head in your, you know, on your hands, you know, and sit there and breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth, okay, and just quiet your mind. Let shit go for a minute. And you'll learn to do this. It won't happen the first time, okay? You're going to have to learn how to do this. Again, you know, you're going to have to put the work in. It's not hard to do. How bloody hard is it to breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth? It just, there's a reason why it's called a meditation practice, okay? There's a reason why yoga is called a practice, my yoga practice. Because there are so many things that you need to learn to do. And you need to learn to practice poses that it takes a while. That's why it's called a practice. You have to keep practicing, you know, to achieve what you want to achieve. And so when you learn to quiet your mind, no matter what you do, even if you went into a lecture or something, take a minute to do some breathing work. And you're not doing anything that's going to embarrass you. Or you're going to have people pointing at you going, what the hell are they doing? You know, just simply breathe through your nose and out through your mouth and let your body relax in the chair that it's in. You know? And just chill for a minute. Chill. This is so powerful that you won't even believe it. So we're going to talk, we're going to take that even a step further, is doing it at home. So, you know, if you want to begin all these things, then you need to learn how to meditate. And the reason why is that you're going to have to learn how to quiet your mind. And the reason that you want to quiet your mind is if you're sitting there trying to learn something or do something, and all you're worried about is problems, issues, you don't know how you're going to pay your bills. If you, you know, if you don't learn how to come at it from a quiet mind. So think about this. We back up a second and look at, why do you think that special force guys learn to breathe and slow down their anxiety? Is because a clear head will allow you to make clear decisions. An emotional head will allow you to make stupid emotional mistakes. Put yourself in harm's way instead of going, man, if I can, you know, put some fire over here, do this, and they're willing to call on that in moments. And that's where you have to get to. You got to learn how to call on this shit in a moment. You got to learn how to clear your head. You know, here's the thing. The most powerful person that you'll ever know is someone who under fire can take all you can throw at them and not break for a minute. They can take the insults. They can take the bullshit. They can take all this stuff. And, yeah, their pulse never gets above 72. When you can do that, you become an extremely powerful and in a sense, a very dangerous person. Because the decisions that you make are based on a clear head. Your best effort is coming out right now. And you will take apart any situation. Fuck you and screaming solves nothing. But when you can present a position calmly and articulate your passion, damn. So there's a reason why special forces operators learn how to stop for a sec and control their mind. And you can learn. There's not a school you go to for that, okay? I just gave you everything you need to know. In through the nose, out through the mouth. In four count, out four count. In four count, out four count. Hold, well, in, there's a little more to it, but anyway, that's, you get the gist. In four count, hold four count. Exhale four count. Hold four count. You know, and so learning to do these things. How hard is that? How hard is that? It's not hard at all. And when you're doing meditation at home, I'm not saying you got to sit in some yoga pose. You know, so you got to have your, you know, sit there with, no. Put some headphones on. Get some ocean noises, some rain noises, bird noises, forest noises, whatever, you know, some guided meditation that doesn't have any commercials in it. And shut your eyes. Lay on your bed. Shut your eyes. Breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth. Learn to calm your mind. And I'm telling you, you will become a very formidable person. Because you're coming from a place of solid mind, not emotional response. There is a huge flipping difference. And most people learn to come from an emotional response. You're not going to disrespect me, motherfucker. It's a word. Let's say that someone did disrespect you. No, they're not allowed, okay? But before you allow emotions to put you on the same level as that scumbag that just said that, say woo-hoo. Learn to be able to draw upon and choose your words, your actions appropriately. That makes you an incredibly formidable person. But if you squander off and do the things that, or I can't control that, some motherfucker tells me that, I'm whipping that ass. Well, you're not learning a damn thing, man. Stop. Words are just that. They're flipping words. They can hurt and they can cut. But when you walk away, they're still just words. So don't let them invoke a emotional response that does nothing. But when you come up with a response that's something, because you were clear-headed enough to make it, you can knock somebody off their ladder real easy. So learn to meditate. Learn to quiet your mind. Okay? I don't want to get in. This whole program's not all about that. But and I've written books about it. I've written, go to my blog. I've written all kinds of stuff on my blog. Or reach out to me and I will send you some stuff. But none of these things cost you money, ever. Okay? Other than if you buy my books, okay? Or if you go out and try to find the knowledge for it. Dr. Wayne Dyer on YouTube, who, God rest his soul, has a meditation called I Am. And if you listen to it, it's the one without commercial, and it's like 50 minutes, and I'm telling you, it will help you learn how to quiet your mind. And the reason that you do all this is because all of a sudden, you don't have this mishmash of shit in your head. You're able to slow all that crap down and you become calm. You became a calmer person even when you're not meditating. And when stressful situations come up, you're not emotionally reacting to it like you may have in the past, because your mind is in a place of peace. A place of calm. You're not, as my ex-wife used to say, you're fighting monsters in the closet that aren't even there. Think about that statement for a minute. It was something that hit me like a ton of bricks. You're fighting monsters in a closet that aren't even there. Learn to quiet your mind. I'm telling you, it's a huge thing. So, to back up and kind of go forward, because I want to keep this real relevant, is, sit down and write out what it is that you want to achieve in your life. Do it from a place that at the end of it, you knew you could have it. That you were going to be blessed, you knew you could have it. Because you're going to have to learn things like, I don't know how, but we're going to do it. The how will come. The energy and things that you put into something, the how will come. Okay? You can't go and have a business plan, for a startup. That's a hard thing to do. So if you're going to start it up, play it out. Let people see that even if it's on a very small scale, let people see that it actually works. Say, look, we've proven it can work here. I need funding to do more R&D, or I need this, or I need that. It's a whole lot easier to sell something when you can prove it out. So don't think that you're going to be able to go and get all this money or get all these things without being able to prove out what you want to do. So work smart. Do your research and have a solid plan. So if you could write all that stuff out knowing that you're going to succeed, what does that look like? So for me, that was a hard thing. So, because you're sitting there going, well, gee, what, all of a sudden the world's your oyster and you're going, well, what would I do? What if you had, a vision come in your house and said, look, tell me what you want to do with everything that you want to do, and I'm going to give you $1 million to do it right now. God came to you and told you, I'm going to give you $1 million right now. Just tell me what you want to do. What would you do? What would you do? And you can't just say, well, I would open a breakfast restaurant. So breakfast only. Okay, great. That's an idea. But what makes you different than IHOP, Waffle House, Denny's? What makes you different from any of the other little mom and pop things? What's the difference? What's the thing? If I'm going to hand you $1 million, why would I give you something that you didn't stand out in the space? You didn't stand out as someone who, well, here, I want you to taste my grandma's recipe for pancakes and homemade maple syrup. Then you taste it and went, oh, okay, shit. All right, that makes a difference. Because it was the most heaven you ever put in your mouth, you know? So these are the things that you can do. And you don't need, here's the skinny, with all of this stuff, you hadn't spent a penny. Maybe you bought some paper and a pen to write it down on. But I'm talking about everything that you know, society's telling you you're being held back. No, you're not. The only person holding you back is you. There's plenty of people, I don't care where you come from, there is plenty of people within your group of folks that are successful. Lots of them. Tons of them. If there's not that many people in the black community that are in business because they're held down by whatever, why is there a black chamber of commerce in just about every major city in the country? Why is there a Hispanic chamber of commerce in just about every... Because there are successful businesses within those groups that exist. Because the people that are running those businesses don't buy into the bullshit. Remember my statement, misery loves company. You ain't miserable, so don't enjoy the company. You can get out of your situation. I don't live in some gigantic mansion or have any special privilege. I have to work just as hard as you do. And thank God, with some successes, I've been able to add equipment to my work. I've been able to travel for my work. I've been able to do things, but I wasn't given, a whole bunch of money and said, here, go do this. And if you do come from a minority background, there are programs that you can, once you develop all this stuff, that you can go get that are potentials for grant funding, is money you never have to pay back, or maybe assistance in getting a loan so you can operate your business. But if you don't know how to, let's say that you went down and you got a $500,000 SBA loan. If you don't know how to manage that, you're gonna be broke in 2 or 3 months. So you gotta learn the stuff. You gotta learn how to manage that money, how to not dip into it, how to not, how to not make mistakes. Because it comes with a responsibility. But you can learn it. You don't got to go to some fancy school. In fact, the SBA, you've got, and here's another thing that's free, you guys. Free. The SBA has a program called SCORE, where you can share your business ideas and business plan with retired lawyers, accountants, retired entrepreneurs, who will tell you what you got, what's missing, what you need, and where to go get it. Free. Don't cost nothing. So you can't tell me that You know, you're held back because knowledge is being eluded from you. They're hiding it. I can't get to it. They're keeping me down. No, they're not. They'd like you to think that they are, but they're not. See, what pisses me off about all that is I'm thinking of the arrogance of some asshole sitting up there saying, oh man, you're being repressed, you're being this and you're being that. No, you're not. The hell you say. You got all these free things you can use and utilize. How is that oppressing you? The only person that's oppressed is in your head, and we all have that. There are things where, you know, that people are afraid of success. You know, and they'll sabotage their own success. So what that's the thing is what I write about and what I talk about and what I try to teach is, you know, don't do that. And here's how you not do that. And again, it gets back down to knowledge. And if you've never had, let's say you've never had a lot of money. Money's a scary thing. You know, you can go through it really quick, a lot faster than you think, because you think you start needing dumb shit. Then all of a sudden your house is full of dumb shit. Well, I needed this, you know, $150 toothbrush when a $2 toothbrush for your entire life worked. Well, I was using Walmart toothpaste. Now I can use Listerine. Don't change. Because you can have nice things, okay? But don't get crazy and stupid. So all of that comes with a stewardship. You have to learn how to do those things. And all these things you can learn, and you can learn for free. How many money management books are there at the library? Well, I would imagine there's probably a shitload of them. I want to become a photographer. Well, there's about 1,000 freaking books at the library about how to become a photographer, how to have a wedding photography business, how to have a commercial photography business, how to have a pet photography business, how to have a children's photography business, how to have a newborn's photography business. It's out there. And the thing about it is at the library is you can sit there and read the book for free. You can even check it out and take it home. You can check it out and take it home. So, what are you thinking right now? I hope that you're opening your eyes and seeing that truly the only person holding you back right now is you. It might be, I'm not, and I don't mean that in an insulting way, because I'm the same way. Our brains work the same way. So, you know, life, you know, can kick you in the nuts, but, you know, you can get up and you can make a difference in this world, no matter where you come from or what your background is or what education you have or lack thereof. You have the ability to make a complete and total change in this world. That is a gift that you have. It's hidden in your brain. You just got to go find it. And I know that you can. And I struggle, I work, and I do, and I'm doing all these things, and this is what I feel like my gift is to share, you know, knowledge that I'm retrieving, because for the first time in my life, I'm able to, and have been able to for a couple of years, and it slowed down my noodle to be able to meditate and find my creativity and find my way. So my work has gotten tenfold better, hundredfold better in many cases. And all of this, I educated myself. I learned myself. And the thing about it is, and I want to share this and want to get down to where we're getting close to closing the show this today, is when you, if you're listening to this and you say, you know what, I'm gonna give this some real thought. So find yourself a place that nobody will interrupt you. Okay, if it's at the park or whatever, go sit on a park bench. You know, go sit at a picnic table at the park. And sit down and write out what we discussed. Okay, how am I going? What do I want to do? What if nothing was holding me back and everything was going to be paid for, everything was going to be funded, everything was going to work, I was going to be a complete success, what would I do? And do those things. And then start taking baby steps towards it. Okay, start learning what to do, how to do, start asking questions. You're certainly more than welcome to send me notes through the system. You can go to my link tree, which is a link in my bio, and there's a contact me that emails me directly, and I promise you I will answer any question you have, or at least I can guide you towards. I can give you resources to say, okay, well, here's what I use, and you know, God bless. You know? But you also have to change you. Okay, you can change, you're going to have to change you, because the you that you are today it can't be the you that you are tomorrow. You have to be better. So you're going to have to learn how to govern your emotions, how to open yourself up to different ideas and different, be able to work with people that you don't necessarily agree with, but they're a means to an end. Don't sell yourself out. And you have to learn how to handle your emotions and learn how to believe that you can achieve something when your entire life everybody's beat you down and saying you can't achieve shit. You're a piece of shit and you'll always be a piece of shit. And maybe that's the self-image you have because in your past you were a piece of shit. And I say that from experience. As you move forward, remember, if you are better today than you were yesterday, that's an accomplishment. Pat yourself on the back. If you're not the same piece of shit that you were, if you weren't the drug addict that you were, the alcoholic that you were, the shit husband or wife that you were, if you're not the same whatever you were, and you're a better person, God bless. That's what you hold on to. Because there's going to be people in your life that, guess what? They're not going to let it go. They're going to remind you every single solitary time they see you what a piece of shit you are. That's why I say the people that are in your life today may not be the same people that are in your life tomorrow. Because think about this for a minute. Even though they may not, you know, people are going to say, well, you're still a piece of shit. Okay, fine. Really, the only person that I have to convince of that is not only myself, but if you are spiritual, then you're God. If you can look at God and say, you know what? I'm not the same person that I was. I like being this new person that I am. That's the difference. You know? That's the difference. So don't let all those things anchor you back at all. And keep in mind that, you know, we all make mistakes. We all fuck up some point in time in our life. And you can fuck up royally, but that's not, you know, unless you physically harmed someone, you know, what you did is not a life sentence. You know, you can have done some shit in your life. Maybe you're a woman and maybe you lived a drug infested sexually promiscuous, you know, slutty life. You know? But that doesn't mean that's who you have to be tomorrow or even today. That person can be a memory that fades into the sunset, because the new you can achieve great things. Everybody has a backstory, so don't let your backstory dictate the fact that you can't do something. That's bullshit, because you can. Everybody's got a backstory. I don't give a shit what they tell you. Somebody's done some fucked up shit in their life. You know, I don't give a shit how pure is the driven snow. Usually people who are telling me they're pure as the driven snow, that's when my butt cheeks clench up. Because I know that's, well, you know, I'm as good as gold. I'm as good as rain. Oh, shit. Here we go. Because people who are don't have to tell you that they are. They just are, and you see it. People who are good because that's just who they are. They don't have to crow about it and tell you that they are. So think about that for a minute. Become that person. Become a person that I don't have to prove shit to anybody, because you can see it clearly. So as my friend Ahadi used to say, keep it moving. Keep it moving. You haven't got time for that shit. Keep it moving. You know? And you can do this. Absolutely. So remember, don't worry about how you're going to get there. The how is not the issue. The why. Why am I doing this? For what reason am I doing this? The how will come, I'm telling you. Even when you can't see a way, God will make a way. I promise you that. No matter what happens, you'll make a way. A way will be made. And I'm not using that as some, you know, pie in the sky shit. If you're doing the work and you're making a consistent and clear effort to do something, you know, you'll find a way. Remember, there's a difference between resources and resourcefulness. If you learn how to become the most resourceful person on the planet, guess what? You're going to be a killer. Learn the difference between activity and productivity. Activity is bullshitting around. Productivity is actually doing something that's going to net a result. Learn the difference. Those two key phrases right there, if you learn how to do those things, I'm telling you, those are major, major, major keys to your success. And then do the work, man. And don't listen to naysayers. Don't listen to people who try to keep you down or tell you you can't do it or tell you you're too stupid. Don't listen, because you're not. You're none of those things. If you know in your heart you can do something, go do it. Don't listen to what your family says. Don't listen to what your friends say. You know, just go do it. Because here's the thing about all of that, is at first they're going to ask you, what the hell were you thinking? The next thing that they're going to be asking you after you get it done is, how can I do it? How come you didn't show me how to do it? I don't know, all the time you were breaking my balls telling me I couldn't do shit, that I didn't have the skill or the passion to do it. Maybe that's why I didn't, you know, extend out a hand. I will now, because I'm not a shitbag. But remember, you got this. You can do it. Because at the end of the day, everybody's going to say, well, how'd you do that, man? How come? God dang. So go do it. Go do it on your own. You don't need anybody. Find mentors, colleagues, find friends, find people at the library, find people online that do the same things that you do. You'd be surprised if you go on Twitter or X now and you use the hashtag writing community and you put a question, a query, ask, is there anybody here that could just read a couple pages of my book and just see if it makes any sense to you? And do that, and I promise you there'll be people that will answer. There are good folks out there that are struggling the same way you are, that are going through the same shit you are, and trying to do what they can do. And if you can lend a helping hand to somebody along the way, God bless. All right, guys, that's going to do it for today. The link in our bio is our link tree that takes you where you can see everything there is to know about Flight Risk Studios and myself and my author page on Amazon. So please do so. If you can subscribe to our any of the social media sites that you see us on or that you would like to, that's all in my link tree, and it'll take you there. And I hope you'll subscribe, and I hope you'll subscribe to our show. If you can support this show with a small subscription, there is an option for you to do that. So thank you very much for everyone who does that. We appreciate it so much. And with all that being said, this is the Flight Risk Studios podcast show, and I'm Robert Bruton. Bye for now.